Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Okay, it's that time here on Sports Talk Chicago to get my keys to a Chicago Bears victory over the Arizona Cardinals. And let me tell you right now, these keys, the Bears need a win in this one. Bears fall to 4-4. They have serious problems. We're already talking about the head coach possibly on the hot seat, possibly not being retained next year. If they move to 4-4, lose another game on the road, which I highlighted, the Chicago Bears under Matt Eberflus still has not won a road game on a Sunday. Man, they need this one more than ever. I'm 5-2 on my picks this year, and this is going to seem like I'm running it back, but if the same problems continue to persist, they're going to continue to be my keys to a victory. The first one, I didn't have this one last week, but this one, I can't even believe we're here on this one. My first key to a Chicago Bears victory over the Arizona Cardinals is I'm just calling it the Flus effect. Manage your timeouts. Get a clear look at the challenges. Manage your personnel. We've had offensive line injuries up and down our injury sheet this week. They're going to have to do something to piece this thing together. So make sure that you create the best 53-man roster that you can heading into Sunday. And when you get into the game, manage the situation and put your players in the best position to succeed, Matt Eberflus. And please, use your timeouts correctly. The second key to a Chicago Bears victory over the Arizona Cardinals is I'm going to hit it again. I hit it last week, and they didn't deliver. They scored 0 points in the first quarter. First quarter, try and get off to somewhat of a fast start. I'm not even asking for a touchdown, but can we get a field goal, some points, an early drive for Caleb Williams and the offense to feel some sort of sense of confidence and momentum? As it stands right now, the Chicago Bears are averaging 1.4 points per game in the first quarter. That is 31st in the NFL, second to dead last. The only reason why they are not dead last is because the Eagles, well, they haven't scored a single point yet in the first quarter. So I guess you could say things could be worse, but man, oh man, things could certainly be better. And when you look at the spread of this game, they're heading out to Arizona. They're 1.5 underdogs. Cardinals are 1.5 favorites in this game. And if you take a look at it, you know, the Arizona Cardinals, they're 10th in the NFL scoring 5.3 points per game. In the first half, they're 11.5 at 14th, but good for 14th best in the NFL. Chicago Bears are 9.1, 23rd best in the NFL. So if you're telling me that they're already 1.5 underdogs heading into this game, and at the half, you're already giving up 2-3 points, and even after the first quarter, you're giving up 4 points right now, that is not a recipe for success. Chicago Bears, yes, they've played better in the second half, playing catch-up, trying to come from behind, but we can't keep doing that on a week-to-week basis. And you saw it rear its ugly head against Washington. So they have to get off to a better start. Somehow, some way, they have to get that done. My third key to Chicago Bears' victory versus the Arizona Cardinals is, again, another key that I had last week that I don't think they did that great of a job of. They have to get off the field on third down. Third down conversions right now, Arizona is 8th in the NFL. So just like Washington, they're very good at moving the chains and keeping their offense on the field. And don't get me wrong, I've been a big fan of this Bears defense this year. I know a lot of people throw the word elite around. I'm not really willing to do that. I think they're very good. I don't think they're great. I don't think they're elite. And part of that problem is they do a lot of bend but don't break. And a lot of times early in these games, they've been giving up points. And they have a hard time getting off the field. I'm not saying that they're going out there and they're icing Caleb Williams. But what I am saying is they could go and probably use a few more three and outs. stand it up, and let's see if the Chicago Bears can get better field position. I did not like the field position at all for much of the game last week. And a lot of that had to do with, let's just be honest, the Bears defense giving up a couple first downs. They do hold up. They do stop them, but it's around midfield, and then the Bears get the ball back inside the 10. Tough for a rookie quarterback and an offense that is struggling in that game. Can that carry over into this game? Let's see if we can correct that and make that happen. Conversely, the Chicago Bears have a great opportunity to stay on the field on third down and convert. When you're talking about a banged up offensive line, the Arizona defense, they're the worst in the NFL at allowing third down conversions. They allowed over 52% of their third downs to be converted into first downs. So this is an opportunity here for the Bears to hang on to the ball a little bit, do a little time of possession, move the chains, get some first downs, stay on the field, give themselves a better shot at this game. On the other side, the Bears defense, they just have to do a better job of getting off the field, getting the ball back in the hands of Caleb Williams and as often as possible. And my final one is Road Warriors. I mean, this is the ultimate test. We're walking into this right now. We've had players all week long. Kevin Byard, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet. Cole Kmet talking about respecting the game. DJ Moore being a little more than critical of the Doug Kramer play call. Kevin Byard talking about the Tyreek Stevenson situation. I mean, this is gut check time a little bit for the Chicago Bears in week 8 of their season. Or excuse me, it's week 9 now. It's even further than we thought. Chicago Bears, for a team with Matt Eberflus that's never won a road game on a Sunday, coming off a week of an absolutely embarrassing loss that the national media really clicked on, and it's been cycling around like crazy and reactions of people being upset and Washington Commanders fans rightfully being elated at that final turn of events. You have a head coach right now who's blown, I believe, 4 different losses that at a point in the game had a 96% rate of the Chicago Bears winning, and they still figured out a way to lose. I mean, we're going to be talking a lot about those buzzwords this week about resiliency, bounce back, toughness. Does he still have the locker room? Does the locker room still want to play for Matt Eberflus? Arizona, we're not really sure what we're going to get from them on a week-to-week basis. Some weeks they look really good. Other weeks they look like one of the bottom teams in the NFL. It's irrelevant what the Arizona Cardinals are right now. It is all about the Chicago Bears, of who they want to be the rest of this season. Get this win, do a tune-up against the Patriots and take on the division. Let's see where we land. But if they drop this one in Arizona, man, this season could go sideways pretty quickly. And all that optimism, all that hope, all that fun that we were having for 3 weeks could honestly be out the window. So it's time for my pick. I'm 5-2 on my picks for the year. And I am saying, no, we are not going to start freaking out. The season is not going to go sideways. I think the Chicago Bears have enough to pick up a win on the road. I'm going Chicago Bears 20, Arizona Cardinals 13. I'm not looking at a high-scoring game. I think we're just going to have plenty of questions about the offense heading out of this week. Offensive line is a total mess right now. Can they just survive this game and get through it? At this point for me, a win is a win. And if they get a win in this game, I think that's enough that answers the resiliency. Are they still playing for Matt Eberflus? Can we get over the hump? Can we at least bounce back from an ugly loss and pick up a W? I'm not saying this is going to be a box score game. I'm not exactly sure who's going to light it up, but I think the Bears score enough. And I think this defense, which again continues to hold teams under 20 points, I think they can easily do that against the Arizona Cardinals, and I think that they can pick up a win. 20-13, I got the Chicago Bears winning. They move to 5-3 with the New England Patriots coming up next, and then that division happens. That's my pick for the Chicago Bears this week.
Injured in an accident? That's no game, but you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.